Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. And RJ, I don't know if we should start off by apologizing that we're back on Facebook or whether we invite people to go watch us on Facebook, but give a shout out to everybody out there on Facebook. Before we jump into the event calendar, I want to settle this, all right? So Super Bowl last Sunday, there's so many people were talking about how bad it was. And I was thinking, one, as an advertiser, if I had a commercial in the last 2 minutes, I'm glad that that game was tight. And, you know, you called it that it was going to be a low-scoring game. Where did the top-scoring offenses in the league go? Because the Rams only got 3 points.
The Rams only got 3 points. The Patriots, if you said the Patriots were only getting 13, I mean, that was going to be heaven for the Rams fans. But it was just good matchups. The Patriots completely changed their defense pretty much almost right before the game. The fourth quarter, they even changed their offense just to show how much they were, you know, we got to do something new. We got to prove that we can win this game. And the Rams always had the great setup of, you know, getting interior pressure and, I mean, played them tight the whole game. It was close. I don't know, exciting is a good word, but it was still a good game, I think.
Yeah, and I thought it was a good game. And plus, you know, it's just kind of a way, you know, for an excuse for people to get together.
Heck
yeah. I mean, I did a little poll that day, and about 50% of the people just stayed at home and watched it, and about 50% of the people went somewhere. So I think that, you know, it was pretty engaging. If you wanted to talk about anything I thought that was a little lacking in the game, I thought the commercials weren't necessarily all that great this year.
I completely kind of agree.
Yeah,
with you.
You know, I mean, that's how you get 70%. That's right. 70% of the population to watch that thing is all of a sudden, you know, you make it about the commercials as well. I actually can't even remember any of the commercials. I mean, regardless about, you know, that with that, you know, that baby puppy, you know, whatever thing that they did. I thought that was the stupidest commercial ever, but you know what? It stuck in my head. You know, so, I mean, at least that one was good, but I didn't think the commercials were very good. But that's over. Super Bowl of racing's getting started actually next Sunday with the Daytona 500. A little preview kickoff is going this weekend with the Clash, but let's jump into the calendar and do some local events. When can we see some drag racing locally?
Yeah, so we're going to start off our event calendar at ABQ Dragway. It's going to be March 2nd, so the very first of March. It's going to be the Yearwood Street to Strip. That's going to be out there at 11 a.m., so kind of get everything to start the season. They just had their banquet last week, kind of getting everything rolled up, and it's going to be a great start. But also, the schedule is out now at abqdragway.com. Any of our calendars, any of our New Mexico Motorsport Report magazines, it's coming out, guys. It's a good year coming up.
I can't believe it's less than a month to drag racing. Now, of course, NHRA actually started yesterday out at Pomona with the Winter Nationals. Steve Torrance, he basically picked up where he left off last season. He's got a preliminary of a 3.716 at 3:30. 330 miles an hour on the quarter mile for the first qualifying session. Robert Height, top funny car with a 3.871 at 3:29 in a Chevy Camaro. And Erica Enders in Pro Stock had the fastest time at 212.09 miles per hour in her Camaro. And that's a 6.5 528 ET. That's pretty dang amazing. And you think about schedules, what a long schedule. But going on today, is there anything out at Sandia Speedway?
Yeah, Sandia Speedway, the Motor Speedway. We have the February 9th, which is today. The time attacks at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So great event to kind of go out, get everything revving up for the rest of the season. And also February 24th, they're going to have another round of the SARA Winter Series out in Sandia Speedway. So February 24th. And, of course, great events coming up. Now, we're also going to talk about a little desert racing you have coming up. Don't
yeah.
You?
As a matter of fact, apologize. Paul Campos Jr. is not going to be able to join us. Of course, had to take his son to the hospital. So hope the family is going to do all right. I mean, you know, I spent some time in the hospital earlier in January. So I know that's pretty serious. But the Tarantula 100. For the Gasset Desert off racing. You got any more information on that?
Yeah, I mean, one thing, awesome poster. We were looking at that and kind of like great information. But yeah. It's going to be out in Alamogordo, New Mexico. It's going to be the February 16th and 17th, round one of the Tarantula 100. So the great event kind of going up. It's the Red Sands OHV and mile marker 44.5. South of Alamogordo, so
yeah.
Right. If you know that area, you know exactly where it is, or a little off of us.
Right, exactly. So just go to GassettOffroad.com. You can check it out. A 22-mile loop, the track. So the pros are going to run four laps, and all the way down to the super minis, one lap. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, 22 miles. This is what we talked about with off-road racing. You know, it's like, you know, with those big tracks, if you break down on it. I mean, no one sees it. You know, you're just kind of stuck out there. Well, hey, we're going to jump out of the first segment a little quick because we're going to actually go live and catch up with Jeff Gluck at Daytona. And practice is going to be going on this morning. And I understand that actually at 8:30 our time, 10:30 their time, they're going to start draft practice. So, you know, I mean, that's I think about the Daytona 500 and how different that track is to the rest. And it's almost like, you know, like their Super Bowl in the throwaway track. But stay tuned. We're going to have Jeff Gluck with JeffGluck.com on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7 The Team.
All right.
Darling, you've got to let me know.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope. The fastest radio host in the West.
I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
I'm in the mood for love, just because you are with me.
Leonard, good grief, what are you singing about?
I just can't wait for Valentine's Day, but what to do?
That's easy, Leonard. Let's put a little adventure in our life. Get a date night package at Calibers. Range time for both of us. Gun rentals, two boxes of ammunition, targets, and a $40 gift certificate for dinner to either the Daily Grind or Matucci's Restaurant. All for only $84.99.
My dear, you are a genius. Date night at Calibers for only $84.99.
Larry H. Miller, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Albuquerque is your 4x4 dealer. Four big brands and even more reasons to buy, including more than 500 new vehicles in stock. Right now, during Ram Truck Month, save over $11,500 off MSRP on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn. And 0% APR is available. Plus, our price match guarantee means we'll never be beat. Driven by you.
2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn, 4x4 stock number KN601698, MSRP 51180, set price 39,640. Ram Motor Voter Trend for the year, savings of over $11,500 on approved credit. All prices plus tax and license fees at 349 euro transfer fee. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Why should you eat at Paisano's Italian Restaurant? Because you care about quality. Hi, I'm Rick Camuglia. Everything we serve here at Paisano's is made from scratch in our on-premise kitchen. Our sausage and beef lasagna is just one great example. The pasta is fresh, made from whole eggs and Durum semolina flour. We cut and grind fresh pork to make our sweet Italian sausage. We don't buy ground beef, we grind our own to ensure its quality to make our own meatballs. We even shred our own whole milk mozzarella and Parmesan cheeses from the wheel. We make our marinara sauce from the best plum tomatoes, fresh basil, garlic, and olive oil that's available. At Paisano's, we cook like your Italian grandma. Having a special event? Reserve our enclosed climate-controlled patio or let us cater it at your location. Paisano's Italian Restaurant, 1935 Eubank at Indian School. If quality matters to you, it's got to be Paisano's Italian Restaurant.
Houston Wholesale Cars has won Best Used Car Dealership from Albuquerque the Magazine the last 8 years for a reason. They offer the very best clean quality cars at the lowest possible prices. Their motto is shop smart, buy smart. Houston Wholesale is able to buy in volume, which enables them to sell in volume with a lower profit margin due to lower overhead. Houston Wholesale Cars, Albuquerque the Magazine's Best of the City 8 years running. Lomas near Washington. Visit HoustonWholesaleCars.com.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Joey Logano, driver of number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque 1017.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Gearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And we want to get right out to Daytona and catch up with Jeff Gluck with JeffGluck.com. How you doing this morning, Jeff?
Doing pretty good. You know, the NASCAR season's upon us, so I guess I was actually at Daytona for the Rolex a couple weeks ago, but this feels like the actual the big start, you know. About to get on track here for the Clash practice, and then there's two Daytona 500 qualifying practices today, so it's kicking off big time here.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the season the other day, and it seemed like, you know, I mean, granted, it was not a long off season, but it seemed like a really long off season. And then immediately you just kind of jump into it, because after Daytona, you go to Atlanta, come out here to Vegas, Phoenix, California, do the West Coast swing, and all of a sudden, you know, you're like 6-7 races in when you finally come back east. And what a fast season. But I know you're limited on time. They're getting ready to do some drafting practice. But the first thing I wanted to jump into, of course, is the rule change with how they're going to do tech immediately after the race. I think that is fantastic. Talk about, one, what you think about it, and two, do you see any potential pitfalls? What are some of the first challenges we'll potentially have with this this new rule?
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, now they're going to be taking away a win from a car if it's a cheating car, which, I mean, logically sounds fantastic, and I think it is. You know, it's sort of like, well, why did this take them so long to figure it out in some ways? But, you know, they have all their various reasons for why they didn't want to do that, and so it's going to be fascinating the first time it happens, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, the potential pitfalls for it are going to be if it's a popular driver, because, you know, it's one thing if NASCAR comes out and they go, hey, you know, Kyle Busch just won the race. Well, guess what? He's illegal. We're stripping the win. We're disqualifying him. Now he finished last. We're taking the money. We're taking the trophy. You know, I think some fans would be like, that's right. You know, Bill, he shouldn't be cheating, blah, blah, blah. But if it's Chase Elliott, holy cow, you know, let's say Chase Elliott wins the race. And next thing you know, NASCAR comes out and says, yeah, we're taking the win away. NASCAR fans are going to, they're going to lose their minds. They're going to flip out. They're going to say it's the worst rule ever. You know, so as many things in NASCAR, the driver involved with the decision and the rule and how they're affected will ultimately determine, I think, how the rule is viewed.
Absolutely. And of course, we're talking a you know, an L1 or an L2 penalty, which is pretty severe. I heard on the other day there was some analysts were discussing it. And you know, of course, you know, you can protest, you know, you can appeal, but no L1 or L2 penalty has ever won on appeal. So I think that this is a good precedence. I think that, you know, the whole conversation about, you know, about knowing when you leave the track who the winner is, I'm completely fascinated, because, you know, been and covered the Indy 500. I mean, you wait in the media center for the winner for almost an hour and a half. Now, some of it, of course, is kissing the bricks and some other stuff that's going on. But they have an opportunity to actually get that tech done and know what the winner is. And it's just a part of it. How is it going to potentially affect, say, the burnout or kind of the post-race celebration?
Well, you know, NASCAR is obviously aware that drivers sometimes intentionally try to damage their car with burnout, right?
Right.
they're aware of that. They're watching it. But at the same time, you know, NASCAR said several times that they're in show business, they're in the entertainment business, and they don't want to take that away from the fans being able to watch a cool burnout at the end of the race. And so their position for now is like, you know, we're going to be watching it. If we see some repeat offenders continually doing it, it's something that we'll talk about. But they're basically saying, don't make us come down there, kids. Don't make us do something. Behave yourselves. So, you know, and I've heard from multiple drivers over the years, the drivers know how to do a burnout without completely tearing up their car. So it's going to be kind of obvious if you see the same guy destroying the back end of his car multiple times.
Right.
But yet, you know, that definitely will happen. I think at some point it's going to put NASCAR in a box, but for now they're going to let it go.
Yeah, and it is, like you said, it's going to take a little while to kind of, you know, get used to it. But how odd was it to walk out there and see Truex in the 19, see Suarez switched over to the 41? I mean, just and Furniture Roaches not being there. How odd was it as a journalist to go out there and just see that?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was really odd. I actually covered the Fontana test in early January.
Okay.
And there was only three cars there. And Truex was one of them, and then Suarez was one of them.
Oh, my.
So I'm watching the 19 go around the track, and then Suarez is going around the track, but he's not in the 19. And then Truex is there. You're just like, wait a minute. Wait, who's in?
You know, what?
Yeah. So that was hard for me. You know, it's always hard at the first part of the season. And I will definitely make mistakes doing this where, you know, so much in NASCAR is based on the car numbers, and you're talking, oh, the 19's doing this, the 41's doing this, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And, you know, I'm looking at a scoring monitor, and I'm trying to give you the top 10 on Twitter. And, you know, and inevitably I'll put the wrong driver. but hopefully, you know, my brain will make the transfer pretty soon.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know how long it's going to take me to get the whole Gander Camping World thing out of my head. So I'm probably going to have to put some money in the fine jar. But let's talk about, one of the big topics from last season, of course, was the young guns versus, and I love Kyle Busch being in the old guys, right? You know, but how much of that are we going to kind of see this year with a little bit of maturity now? Chase Elliott and of course, you know, Ryan Blaney with the success they had last year, you know, battling Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr., and Kyle Busch?
Well, you know, it's so tough to say with this new rules package, but I think in some ways that's going to make it all go out the window, because it's going to be so unpredictable now that you're not really going to have the same straight-up head-to-head battles. I think in some ways you're going to be looking at it, and it's just going to be all about the draft each week and the late restarts, and you're not going to go outperform somebody on speed necessarily and just drive away head to head. So I think there's a little bit less of that now. But you know, it's still, nobody knows exactly how it's gonna play out, so I don't know if we know that yet.
And we gotta ask, I mean, you almost have to throw the Daytona 500 out as to how the season is gonna change, and of course the drafting and the different basically suspension packages with the teams. It's almost gonna be Atlanta. Maybe even through the West Coast swing before we see the difference that the competition level has changed and the entertainment value of the racing. Do you have any early season predictions on that?
Well, it's actually going to take even longer than that, because so Daytona is the old rules. This is the last time they're going to use the restrictor plate package that they've used the last few years. And then the plate races for the other Talladega and Daytona this year will be the new rules, just a different style. And then Atlanta is not the full debut of the new package.
Okay.
Vegas is actually going to be that. So there's going to be all these variations of the package over the first month. You're going to get all these different looks at it. But the bottom line is there's going to be a lot of drafting. You're not going to see the leader get away at any of these races. You know, it's going to be crazy restarts, huge wrecks on the restarts. Very aggressive, and they'll probably get a little bit strung out as the laps go on for a green flag run, but I don't think you'll ever see the leader get away by more than like maybe 3 seconds or something. I mean, it's going to be a completely different NASCAR than we've all seen. So this is definitely a new era, and don't underestimate how different this year of NASCAR is going to be.
Well, looking forward to it. Not that I think that 2018 wasn't a great season from a competition level. I thought that the races were fantastic. Initial thoughts on Joey Logano as the defending champ. Are people going to embrace him a little bit more? Because I know that, you know, he's a very polarizing figure.
Well, you know, it's so funny because normally the defending champ going into the season, you'd be like, okay, is this guy going to repeat? Is this like, you know, he's going to reel off a bunch of championships here like Jimmy Johnson did? You know, is he the guy to beat? And, you know, this year it's so unpredictable. As I talked about for the young guns and everything like that, like, it's just, I don't know how you even make, like, legitimate playoff predictions this year. It's going to be such a, you know, somebody's going to get track position late in some race.
Right.
From, like, a two-tire call or a no-tire call. And the next thing you know, they're going to be up there and winning because track position is going to matter so much and you're not going to be able to get past in the draft. So it's just going to be totally insane. I don't see how you can forecast a champ. I don't see how you can forecast the playoff drivers legitimately at this point. It's just going to be, I don't know.
It's going to be a wait and see. We may have to talk 6 weeks to 2 months out, find out where we're at. Maybe the Easter break, we'll be able to maybe try and make a prognostication. So how can our listeners follow you?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Jeff_Gluck, and I have a website, jeffgluck.com, as well. And, it's going to be definitely a wild season. I don't even think Easter, because last year if you had said Easter, you know, is Joey Logano going to be in the picture?
Right.
You would have said no, because he, you know, so it's just, with the way the playoffs are, this is just going to be, don't bet on anything in Vegas, let's just say that, because I think it's just going to be really tough this year.
Well, that's fantastic. Look forward to actually seeing you out in Vegas. And actually, it's just a couple weeks out, so it ought to be a lot of fun. Hey, thank you for a few minutes jumping on the show. Look forward to following your coverage this season. And go check out the drafting so we can see what it's going to look like. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.
You got it. I'm on my way to pit road now, so we will check it out. See
you guys. Awesome. Thank you so much. How is Jeff Gluck? JeffGluck.com used to be with USA Today, and I tell you what, he brings some tremendous coverage. So if you're a NASCAR fan, and of course next week we're going to catch up with Bob Pockrass, because you talk about different people changing cars. Bob Pockrass, you know, changed from ESPN over to Fox Sports One with his coverage. And if you go online, and of course, you know, we all know, RJ, we know that, you know, basketball, football, all of those things, baseball, are king over at ESPN. Now, of course, they got a nice alliance with Formula One, so we get some decent Formula One coverage. But we're just not, you know, we're the ugly stepchild. I mean, I think we might be behind, now falling behind esports. And we can talk a little bit more of that in the final segment. But stay tuned. We got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk a little Nitro Funny Car. That's right. Paul Campos wasn't going to be able to make it in, talking about some desert racing. So we're going to turn around and talk about some eighth mile, quarter mile Nitro. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Ray Radio.
101.7 The Team.
I should leave you radio, man. I don't even know how to say radio.
Okay.
Hey, race fans, this is NASCAR team owner Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Sloat on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
You want it right, right today. Get it done the Daniels way. Daniels Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Bob Brown here, keeping it local with Daniels Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Why buy from big box stores with no personal care or service? I use Daniels, a four-time Angie's List Super Service Award winner and an Albuquerque the Magazine Top 5 winner. Daniels, your local and premier plumbing, heating, and cooling company in Albuquerque. Think local. Call Daniels 898-8860.
cold and flu season got you riding the bench? Visit Duke City Urgent Care to get you back in the game. We now have four convenient locations in Albuquerque and Las Lunas, with our Westside location now open. Walk-ins and appointments welcome. Visit DukeCityUrgentCare.com for more information.
Casino with the Downs hosts Mardi Gras Madness Monday through Friday, noon to 10 p.m. Win your share of $120,000 by playing your favorite slots, games, and Plinko-style game. Only at Casino with the Downs, your home for winning entertainment, Louisiana and Central.
Joining us now is the head coach of the global women's team, Mike Bradbury. Speaking of conference play, last year the conference record was a little disappointing. How's that going to change?
This team is built a little better for the rigors of conference play. This year's team is built a little different. I hope that helps.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is that why you are here?
The Jim Villanucci Show, weekdays 4 till 7. Sports, talk, and more on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
If you're a coach, you need a game plan to win. If you're a high school student, you need exam prep to attack your ACT. A-plus Tutor Math is battle-tested with proven results. Check it out at aplustutormath.com. That's aplustutormath.com. The cost is very reasonable. They even guarantee results. A-plus helped athletes like Jordan Bird, Keyshawn Banks, and many more win scholarships. Bless your child with a winning advantage. Better yet, attend their free ACT exam strategy seminar. Visit aplustutormath.com or call 891-8888.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be a locally owned and operated mortgage company right here in New Mexico. Being local carries many positives for consumers, such as being able to meet face-to-face, you will receive quick response times, and all loans are processed here locally. And you will always talk with the same people from application to funding. All of our employees live here, and all profits from loan origination stay right here in New Mexico. Indigo Mortgage believes in supporting our local economy. And if at all possible, we use local vendors for supplies and technical support. I personally hire and vet all loan officers, and I assure you that your loans will be dealt with both ethically and with knowledge. Indigo Mortgage can offer the best rates and terms available on the market, so contact us today. On the net at indigomortgage.net or by calling 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Gearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Here is David.
Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Quick programming note coming up at 9 a.m. You got FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m. Team High School Show, Scott Galletti, James Yotis, 4 p.m. We've got number 2 Duke versus number 3 Virginia college basketball, NBA 6:30, Thunder versus Rockets Sunday, 1:30 NBA, Lakers versus 76ers. I think the Lobos play at like 4 o'clock or something today. I tell you that team is like up and down. I mean, you know, it's like they blow out like number 6 Nevada because they're playing Nevada. Again today, so we're going to see what that's about. They play great against, you know, San Diego, or, you know, and then they, you know, then they play like they don't even know who each other are or what color their jerseys are, in some of the other games. So there's my analysis on Lobo basketball. I think maybe I should get back to four wheels or two wheels because that's really what I know. And so, of course, I want to talk a little Nitro Funny Car, catching up with our buddy, Amsoil. Owner Lyle Greenberg. Hey, thanks for coming in and pinch hitting this morning, buddy.
Good morning, David. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So how many races you got scheduled this season with your Nitro Funny Car?
Well, you know, we're still trying to set our schedule for the year. Right now we have 3 confirmed races that I know we're going to do, and I'm hoping to add 2 or 3 more.
What is it like to kind of combine the history and, I mean, the sound and the rumble and the crackle of you know, a Nitro motor and getting out there and dealing with it from just a sheer speed, but also the love of, you know, of accuracy, historical accuracy.
Well, I mean, you know me, I'm kind of a nostalgia freak, and so I want to make everything as accurate as I can from a historical standpoint, but, you know, it's really honestly more important that we put out a safe car and that we put out a car that puts on a good show. So those are really my two primary concerns.
So what's cool about it, I think, is this whole kind of resurgence of this match racing. Right? You know, I mean, where you bring, you know, four, six, even two cars, and be a part of a show. And back in the old days, and of course you remember, Snake and Mongoose, you know, match racing going across, you know, across the country and the level of interest, that increased. I talk about what it's like to prepare for something like that, where, you don't want to tear up the equipment, you just want to put on a good show.
Absolutely true. And you know, I gotta tell you, when I, having done this now for a year with a nitro car, I can tell you the idea of what those guys used to do back in the day where they might run three or four times a week with their nitro cars just boggles my mind. I just don't understand how they did it. I mean, you know, they'd be driving 500, 600, 1,000 miles to a new race, show up, unload the car, make two or three runs, load everything up, get some sleep, and then go on and do it again. It's amazing to me what they used to do back in the day. I mean, I'm hard pressed to do a race every 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, and I don't want to say that it's our age, Lyle, but it's our age. So I love, one of the other things I love is, I mean, you being such a historian, is to see these pictures. And of course you talk about, back in the day, I mean, they would pull their dragster with, you know, one of those little like U-Haul, small trailers, just, you know, pop up the front tires and drag it to another track. I mean, those guys were serious. What's it like, to, you know, get in there and it's rumbling and you kind of feel a connection to that? You know, and you don't have a whole lot of time on the track. I think you have more time than you're sitting on the starting block. What goes through your mind when you're sitting there?
Well, I mean, when you're actually sitting there, when you're getting ready to make a run, I mean, all you're thinking about is what you're supposed to be doing, making sure you execute your plan in terms of the driving. Unfortunately, sometimes you're sitting there thinking, wow, did I get the car prepared right or not? But by the time you stage, you're just ready to go race.
Well, Robert Height just set a qualifying speed of 329.67. It's 3.87 in the quarter mile. And of course, Top Fuel, you know, we had Steve Torrence with an over 330, a 330.07. Those speeds are just boggling to the mind. It's got to all be muscle memory and reaction at that point. You know, how much experience does it come to be able to do that? I mean, on a weekly, every other week basis.
Well, I mean, the experience factor is huge. Those guys are doing it, like you said, every other week, and so they're getting a lot of laps in their cars and stuff like that. And I think where you really see it is when you see the part-timers who are out there, you know, who are only running 2, 3, 4 races a year or something like that. It shows up both in the driver and on the crew. They just don't have the experience. They don't have the time. They don't have, as you said, the muscle memory or anything else. I know, you know, I made 19 runs in my car last year, and I would tell you that I still am far from feeling like I've got everything down pat.
Let's talk about the crew. We think, of course, so much about the driver, but the crew. I mean, the constant work, working on the engine when it's hot, and of course at the NHRA level, I mean, you're basically taking that car apart and putting it back together after each run. Talk about your crew. What's it like to have guys that are just as passionate as you, but make sure that they prep everything ready to go for your run?
Well, you know, my guys do a great job. I mean, we are a part-time crew. It's an all-volunteer crew. You know, I pay for hotel rooms and I pay for some of the travel expenses and stuff like that. But these guys are doing it because they love it. They want to be around it. They just love racing. But yeah, it's huge. I mean, when you think about, I'm putting myself in the seat of a car that's going to run 240, 250 miles an hour. Obviously it's not the 330 you see on the NHRA cars, but it's still fast enough that you want to be as good with everything as you can be. And my guys are great.
Well, and I mean, it's fast enough. I mean, I'm not sure that your mind can equate the difference. You've run a lot of different things between, you know, of course, the altered, dragsters, I mean, you know, door cars. Did you get just as much excitement out of a door car as a dragster?
You can get just as much excitement out of a door car from the competition standpoint. From the sheer thrill of driving it, yeah, not so much.
You know, and I'll take that from you. I mean, you've driven everything from, you know, I mean, road racing cars. Did you ever run circle track? That was one thing I always wanted to ask you. I mean, I know the drag racing and road racing. Did you ever run any circle track?
Absolutely. I actually won the Police Athletic League season championship in a beater jalopy stock car back in 1977. I drove mini sprint cars. I drove full sprint cars. And then, of course, we did a lot of racing, not with me driving it, but with my daughter driving midgets and mini sprints and sprint cars.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know you guys had an experience of you taking Jennifer and going up to the Chili Bowl. I mean, what is an experience like that where you've got 300 qualifiers trying to, you know, make it through multiple mains to make it to an A main?
The Chili Bowl is just sheer insanity. I mean, it just is. I mean, you know, I think Jennifer's first qualifier of the year she did it was on either Tuesday night or Wednesday night. And then you sit around and do nothing until the mains on Saturday. And, if you've never been to the Chili Bowl, it's an experience. I mean, it's just insanity.
Let's talk a little bit about Rachel. Let's give Rachel some love. I mean, you know, definitely doing some drag racing. I've seen her doing some crew chiefing for you.
Yeah, Rachel, you know, she decided to concentrate on school, got her degree, started a career. She's got a great career going and everything else. And so she's been a little bit less focused on racing the last few years, but she still is very involved. She's been to every single race I've run with the Funny Car last year, and she's just a huge part of the crew. She'd like to do some more racing, but she's kind of been an adult and understands that that can't always be the highest priority.
Well, you know, we can't all be, Jeff Gordon, that's for sure. So tell me, what's it like with some future racers and being a grandpa? Have you already bought some stuff? You got some stuff set aside for the grandkids?
You know, as you can imagine, those kids that Jennifer has right now, between myself and Jim Guthrie, I'm guessing they're going to have some opportunities, and I'm guessing they'll have more opportunities than most kids.
Absolutely. So we're going to do some RC racing already?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Connor's actually a great RC racer. You know, Sean Guthrie, his dad, and Jennifer, they own a business called RC Riot, which is a radio control track. They do both on-road and off-road racing at the track there. And, yeah, Connor's not quite 5 years old, and he's already mixing it up with the boys doing the radio control cars.
I can't believe he's already five. That just blows my mind. Wow. We just keep getting younger, right, Lyle?
You know, I'm trying to figure out how to make that happen, but my body says that's not the way it works.
Hey, well, thank you so much for pinch hitting this morning. Really appreciate it. Loved hanging out a little over at Super Nationals. Of course, everybody who got to come out and see your car, I mean, what a treat that was. But, hey, thank you so much, and I hope to talk to you soon when we're getting that car out to the track.
Great. I love it. Thanks, David.
All right. That was Lyle Greenberg, of course, family, longtime owner of AMSOIL. And if you need any quality products, they're over there on Princeton. They're just north of Manal. You can definitely check that out. But we got a whole lot more coming up. Before we go to the break, though, I just wanted to remind you, Indy 500's coming up. You should think about getting some tickets. Fernando Alonso is going to be powered by Chevrolet in that race. A guy might get the Triple Crown. That's right. He got a Daytona 500 victory, or excuse me, a 24-hour Daytona Rolex victory in the rain a couple weeks ago. And let's see what he can do in a Chevrolet, because, of course, he hasn't had a lot of success in a Honda. But we got a whole lot more coming up on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio and on Facebook, ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hola, muchachos. Este es Tony Canan, el piloto del carro número 14 para ABC Supply AJ Foy Racing. Estás escuchando el New Mexico Motorsports Report con David Sok de la ESPN Radio 1017 de Team.
Looking for a unique dining experience? The perfect date night? Look no further than Toltec Brewery. Check out their Craft Course Wednesday. They pair three delicious in-house craft beers with a three-course meal. Check them out on Facebook for details or call 890-1455.
We are celebrating President's Day with the All Truck Sales Event at Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque. Save up to $3,500 off MSRP on the best-selling and highest resale value Tacoma 4x4. Or save up to $4,300 off on a new Tundra 4x4. Got a buck? Get a truck. That's right. Just $1 down delivers any new truck in stock with credit approval. Visit us or online at toyotaabq.com for all the details. Only at Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank and I-40, your smart choice dealer.
Trying to get in the mood this Valentine's Day?
Spice it up with Casa de Benavides and their homemade red or green chili, awesome decor, great service, and homemade New Mexican favorites. It's Casa de Benavides this Valentine's Day, a couple blocks south of Paseo on 4th Street.
Unfortunate fire, flood, or mold in your home or business? Call the experts. That's right, the water extraction experts. Whether it's your home or business and you need a quick response, think locally owned water extraction experts. Their promise to you is to provide service within the hour and to restore your home or business to new immediately. Water extraction experts are 5-star preferred per Google and Yelp. Why call anyone else? Unfortunate flood, fire, or mold? It's water extraction experts to the rescue. They'll be there for you, your family, and your home or business. WaterExtractionExperts.com.
Chocolate dipped strawberries, elegant heart boxes filled with Theo Broma's finest confections, and other amazing selections for your sweetheart this Valentine's. Theo Broma Chocolatier on the northeast corner of Tramway and Montgomery has everything chocolate for you and your Valentine. A slam dunk select, chocolate-covered strawberries, decadent truffles, or heart-shaped boxes filled with Theo Broma's best chocolates. Score big and surprise your sweetheart with a chocolate-covered Valentine's Day to remember from Theo Broma Chocolatier on the northeast corner of Tramway and Montgomery next to Smith's, 293-6545. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Let's go celebrate in the fun-filled Toyota Corolla. Let's go break the ice in the captivating Toyota Camry. Let's go bundle up in the family-friendly Toyota Highlander. Let's go on an epic winter getaway in the Toyota RAV4. Let's go shred in the rugged Toyota Tacoma. Let's go to our local Toyota dealer for a test drive. Right now, get $1,000 cash back on a new 2019 Tacoma, America's best-selling midsize pickup for the last 10 years. For great deals on other Toyotas, visit Toyota.com. Offer ends February 28th. Toyota, let's go places.
Excludes TRD Pro. Cashback savings from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. for qualified TFS finance contracts only. Does not include college grad or military rebate. Must be applied to transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Based on manufacturer estimates CY 2008 through 2017. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Visit Toyota of Santa Fe or Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque or Larry H. Miller American Toyota. Or for more information, visit Toyota.com. Toyota.
Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges and accessories, including the largest selection of hoses and fittings. Torco Racing Fuel ready to go in convenient 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank, and on the west side at 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, across from Costco. Buy local, save time and money. Yearwoodperformance.com.
Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance.
ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Heard a little liner from Al Unser Jr. Looks like he's going to be doing some more work out at the Indy 500, getting involved with IndyCar racing. Of course, last year's victor Scott Dixon going to defend Alexander Rossi. Hope he brings a little bit more pressure to Scott Dixon. Haven't had a chance to see Born Racer yet, the Scott Dixon movie. Looking forward to that. I better write that down. As a matter of fact, write this down. Thursday, Valentine's Day. Don't mess it up. Okay? I mean, you know, because you mess that up and it's a whole year till you get to fix it. So we got a lot of advertisers on the station. If you're thinking about like the ultimate gift, right? Because at Christmas, you know, you got all the Mercedes gifts with the bow on the car and stuff. I think that would be absolutely fantastic. Of course, I'm wearing my my Dodge T-shirt that my wife got me. So getting the love, guys are easy, But don't forget to get your chocolate. Of course, yeah, Theo Broma Chocolatier. You can check that out. But Monday, I'm going to be over at Edible Arrangements from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Come by, say hi, get yourself, get it on order so that you know it's going to get there. So a lot of cool things. Of course, talking about the Indy 500, GameBridge is becoming the preventing sponsor of the Indy 500. And I got to ask you, who is that? I mean, is that like an insurance? Oh, life insurance company. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. You know, I mean, think about the tie there. That makes a ton of sense. And, of course, I want to remind you, since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been getting it done. It's the home for go-fast parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. And I tell you, the team over there, Jim and his team up on Eubank, and, of course, Ted and his team over on the west side, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, or 341 Eubank. And, of course, Torco Racing Fuel, they got inconvenient 5-gallon cans ready to go. But talking to Jim and Super Nationals, they got this new cool thing where you can pump the gas out of it and into your car and not spill half of it all over the car, especially if you're paying $5-6 a gallon. I mean, you don't want to be spilling it all over the car, and it hurts the paint. So make sure you go check that out. Of course, all of this great parts are available. Expertise by phone or yearwoodperformance.com. A lot of cool things going on there. But when we talk about racing, of course, lost the camera again. We're gonna figure this whole thing out. But when we talk about racing, there's all kinds of different forms of racing. As soon as we get the camera back on, we're gonna actually go back to talking a little bit more of the racing calendar that's coming up. Some car shows that are coming up, but also want to talk about some pro racing, because believe it or not, season's going. Formula E is actually going on right now, and convergence with Formula One and eSports, and even extreme eSports. You know, I think they're trying to make the point with the fossil fuels, that being able to move away and get more involved with basically batteries and other electric type sports. But RJ, thank you for taking care of that. Eventually, you know what we should do is we should just hard mount it. I should bring a couple of steel screws and just just screw that thing in there and just be done with this whole thing. That a magnet. We should hook up a magnet, because isn't that a metal buck up there? Anyway, I digress. We're live on the radio, and we're talking about how to fix the camera. Let's talk a little bit about, we've got some car shows going on.
Yeah, some great car shows. We actually have one today, as a matter of fact. It's the New Mexico Challengers. It's a meet and greet that they have kind of going on at the Vestinos on Wantabo, so Northeast Heights, Avenue Northeast, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., so it's kind of like a luncheon kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But go out, meet some awesome challengers, and just kind of watch around some new events going around.
Yeah, I got my straight six, a slant six, 74 dart, good to go sport. Maybe I should just try and roll up there, see the guys. But Fastino's is great, a little roll in, have a piece of pizza. I mean, think you can get spaghetti. Just hook it up. So that's up on Wantabo. What else we got coming up?
Yeah, so we got one kind of going at the Valencia High School. They have their own car show going out at the auto shop that they have. It's 310 Bonita Vista Boulevard in Los Lunas. So that one's going to be a one bright and early, kind of like right near our show. So it's going to be at 7, 8, arrive at 7. The show starts at 8 and ends around noon.
That's fantastic because it doesn't take up your whole day. You get to cruise out there, check out some cars, get back to it. And, of course, you know, support the school as well. NHRA, of course, we talked about that. IndyCar, they get started, what, like March 10th or something like that?
Correct, yeah. IndyCar is going to be March 10th in St. Petersburg, so kind of like my old serpent grounds. It's the Firestone Grand Prix that's going to be out there. So it's all around the corner. That's probably our latest event other than Formula One to start, so we're right around the corner for racing.
Well, and Firestone, I think, just signed another five-year agreement to continue being involved with the IndyCar series. Gander starts what is that next Friday, which, see, I got it right. I don't have to, you know, pay and say Camping World Trucks, but basically we're talking about the trucks. So they get started. Xfinity going to start next week. Qualifying for the Indy 500 is today, and then of course we got the Clash that's coming up, and then the duels. And we get the duels, and that's how we decide who's going to be on the pole for the great race out of Daytona. You were telling me a little bit about kind of some interest in MotoGP. When does that season get rocking and rolling?
Yeah, MotoGP, so they have a lot of their tests that are going on kind of throughout. So Malaysia was the one that happened last week. And right now, so February 20th is their next one, which is the Jerez Moto 2 and Moto 3 tests, which is going to be in Spain, or the Circuito de Jerez.
Awesome.
And Angel Nieto. So it's kind of going to be out there, out in Spain. So it's one of the ones that travel throughout. I love the racings that go in so many different places. So the next stop is going to be for them in Spain.
Well, IndyCar is going back to COTA this year in Austin, the Circuit of the Americas. But one of the things I've always wanted to see there is MotoGP. I mean, what a fantastic track. And those guys are nuts. So much respect. On that. Of course, Formula One gets started. There went the camera. Formula One's getting started on the 17th. And want to also, you know, talk a little bit about Formula E. So I'm going to give you a chance to do that again. But Formula E, I think we're literally going to, like, hard mount that thing. You know, so it stops. But, yeah, give it your best shot, and then we'll just leave it. You know, it just have to be. You could just listen to the audio. But Formula E, you said there's a race coming up. Is it in Mexico? Where were you saying the Formula E race is?
Exactly. So February 16th, it's the 2019, the CBMM. It's the E-Prix that they have out there in Mexico City, or Autodromo Hermando Rodriguez out there. So Formula E, it's going to be in Mexico City. Then I love kind of like their tagline or whatnot. Plenty of sun, a smattering of sombreros, and a healthy dose of wheel-to-wheel combat as 22 cars and drivers battle to win in Mexico City.
We've had this conversation several times, whether Formula E is the wave of the future. I had a conversation not too long ago with some motorcycle guys and was asking about, like, you know, battery, you know, basically electric motorcycles. I mean, because when you think about motorcycles, maybe even more than anything else, it's all about the sound and the rumble. You know, I mean, Harley is built, you know, built basically its life on it. You know, you just got to wonder, like, you know, can you handle it? I mean, yes, you can have the wheel to wheel, but it sounds like guys in golf carts. I mean, I don't think that's quite as entertaining, and yet they're in their sixth year, and they've got a lot of financial backing. I mean, a lot of younger people, you know, are really kind of into this, you know, green, and they're really into you know, being better on the community, better on the environment, and so I mean, it may be significant. But we're going to have a whole new show next week. As a matter of fact, we'll be talking some Daytona. We'll at least be able to talk about, you know, the right names and the right numbers with the cars after we get through the Clash. But stay tuned. Coming up on the other side, you actually got FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. I could see Fred getting ready, prepping in the control booth. And, of course, you got 10 a.m. Team High School Sports, Scott Galletti and James Yotis. At 4 p.m., we got number 2, Duke versus number 3, Virginia, 6:30. You got the NBA It's the Thunder Rockets. All right. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report. We'll have a new show next Saturday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Tune in there and invite your friends. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7 The Team.